Now to a moment of theater in last night's baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and New York Yankees. Those two teams are dueling for first place in the American League's Eastern Division. It's the top of the seventh. The Rays are up 2-1. The Yanks' Derek Jeter comes to bat. Now, before we actually tell you what happens here, I want to introduce our guest, Buster Olney. He's a senior writer at ESPN, the magazine. He has been covering baseball, like, forever, and he joins us by phone from his home in Yorktown, New York. And, Buster, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, David.
I trust you can help me through this as a sports journalist and not as a New Yorker.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's actually listen to the tape from the game. Jeter's at the plate, and the pitch comes in.
Look out! He gets plunked, and you can hear that up here.
So I guess the pitch appeared to hit Jeter on the wrist. At least that's what the umpire saw.
Yes.
And Jeter himself leaps away from home plate, dramatically clutching his wrist, kind of wincing in pain. But Buster, I guess this is where it got good. An instant replay revealed that the ball actually never touched Jeter.
Oh, it hit the bat. Wow, Derek is some actor.
So Jeter is sent to first. The play has lots of baseball fans wondering today, is that cheating? Is it just part of baseball? And you're going to answer that question for us.
Absolutely. And it goes on for nine innings of every game. Not only will you have hitters pretend that they were hit by pitches, but in every inning you'll have catchers who will try to trick the umpire into thinking that a ball thrown outside the strike zone is actually thrown in the strike zone. Now, I will say this about Derek. He does have acting chops. Remember, he did host Saturday Night Live, so maybe he has a little bit more experience than some of the other guys.
He did put on quite a show. And actually, it was pretty funny listening to what he said in the locker room after the game. Let's pull that tape up.
Where did that ball hit?
The bat.
And?
Huh?
Did you just milk it?
Well, I mean, he told me to go to first, but I'm not going to tell him I'm not going to go to first, you know? I mean, my job is to try to get on base. You know, it's part of the game.
He's like, huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. And to his credit, he's not trying to pretend that he actually got hit. I did think on that play, if he often gets hit by pitches, he'll spin out of the way, and part of the reason why is because the way that he takes his swings, he sort of ducks into the ball. And I think that by the time he spun away, the umpire had already called a hit by pitch, and at that point you could almost see in his expression, okay, I'm going to go along with this, and as Kim Jones said, I'm going to milk it for all I can.
Well, I guess people maybe who don't know that this type of stuff goes on in every game or don't follow baseball that closely would want to ask, is there no honor in baseball? I mean, can't someone be honest? And
not like there is in golf and not like there is in amateur tennis where, of course, the players make their own lines calls. This is sort of it's interesting. When the whole debate comes up about replay in baseball, people talk about the human element, meaning umpires can make mistakes, and the players will do everything they possibly can to exploit that. I've only heard of one instance in the 25 years that I've covered baseball in which an umpire has gotten mad at a player for what he perceived to be the player trying to trick him. Otherwise, I think the players and the umpires all understand the players are going to try to get away with as much as they possibly can.
Buster, thanks for talking to us.
Okay, David, good talking with you.
It's Buster Olney, a senior writer at ESPN, the magazine, talking to us about the actor and baseball player, Derek Jeter.
We're not fooling. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.